Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show on a beautiful Monday morning of no school. First real week of no school for the summer for our kids here in Old Adobe District in Petaluma. And a bright sunny day outside. Thanks so much for being here with me and for listening to my show all these long few years that I've been doing it. It's been really, really exciting, and I plan to continue doing it just as soon as the school year starts up again. I'm going to give the show a little hiatus this summer until about the end of August, so please keep that in mind, and feel free to call in today if you'd like to wish me farewell for the summer. The number is 347-677-1860. Call in and win. If you call in, you get to choose, you get your choice of service. I have two different websites you can look at and choose a service, reapyourdream.com and Perfect Day Massage. I'm not Perfect Day Spa. There's another business called Perfect Day Spa. I'm not them. I'm perfectdaymassage.com. here in Petaluma, California, and also Reap Your Dream, R-E-A-P, reapyourdream.com. And you can choose a service from either of those two sites when you call in to win. All callers today will win. You'll win your choice of service. And we have 13 minutes left in the show for you to call in and win. And until then, it's just me doing readings if you'd like and wishing you a happy, happy summer. And letting you know that I'll be on again starting in the new school year at the end of August this year, 2015. And hope you all have a wonderful summer till then. Let's see, what else can I tell you? Some interesting things that during my week, let me think. Oh, I know. My son is going to Camp Tawanga this summer in just a couple weeks, and I met a really, really nice gal and her couple of sons who will also be going to Camp Tawanga over the weekend. And they'll remain nameless for the moment because I haven't asked permission yet to give their names. We exchanged some information about survival training trips that are done through places like REI and Weaving Earth. And there's one called, I think it's called Wilderness Torah or Torah Wilderness. It's for Jewish people who want to learn sort of camping survival skills, or camping survival skills, excuse me. And so we just exchanged all those bits of information about different orgs that do that in the area, in case anybody else wants in on the information or wants the same sort of information. You can give me a call on that one or email me and I'll give you what I know. Maybe you want to give me some information too, because I don't know everything. You know, it's very hard to be around people who think they know everything there is to know about a subject. Have you ever been around that before? I've seen it a lot on a show called, It's Ramsay's Nightmare Kitchen Show, or Kitchen Nightmare Show. And generally there are two problems with each restaurant that he goes to. And one of them is the arrogance of the chef or the owner, and the other one is the unclean state of the kitchen in which the chefs are cooking. And guess which is really the bigger of the two problems? You know, if you're wise and you're humble, you'll come to the realization, somebody will tell you, you know, your kitchen is really, really gross, and you won't be so arrogant as to say, no, it's not, because you know that it's either a fact or it's not, that your kitchen is gross. And if it's gross, or if someone tells you this is a little gross, then then the humble thing to do and the wise thing would be to go look at the situation, figure out what's gross and clean it up or have help clean it up and realize that, yeah, that was gross. And the height of arrogance is to say, no, we clean it every day. It can't possibly be gross. Or the cooking tastes wonderful. What are you talking about? The cooking is bland or runny or burnt or whatever it is. And somehow there's always an element of arrogance and denial. And you can only be helped if you're willing to be helped. And arrogance is a sign that you're unwilling to be helped. So that's one thing that I learned from Kitchen Nightmares is, you know, generally there are two problems, and one of them is arrogance. And means that you're unwilling to learn. And learning means going forward, and not learning, while it may not be mean that you're going backwards, it means that you're standing still and the rest of us are going forwards, which is tantamount to going backwards. It's sort of like stepping into the surf at the ocean, and you look down at your feet. A wave comes up, it covers your feet for a minute and slides away and takes all the sand with it that was under your feet. And you're standing there and you think you're standing still, but at the same time, you think you're sliding backwards on the sand. It's very weird. Not sure if you've ever tried that before, but you should if you haven't yet. It's really fun. I used to do it all the time when I was a kid, and it just seemed so magical. And now I think about that, and it's a really wonderful analogy for how life should not be. You should never be standing still feeling like you're sliding backwards. You should always be trying to go forwards, because standing still is going to end up being tantamount to going backwards in life. So we have 8 minutes left. Please call in if you'd like to contribute a comment or contradict me. That's fine. I'm not so arrogant that I can't be contradicted and not take it graciously or think about it. And let me know what you've thought of this show so far, and you know, or ask a question. Just calling in gets you a free service. So check my websites for all the things I do. Reap Your Dream and PerfectDayMassage.com, as I mentioned before, and that number is 347-677-1860. I'm Sue Hirsch of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show via Blog Talk Radio, which live streams throughout a lot of places, anywhere they've got a computer, really. But I gear my show toward my own community of Napa, Sonoma, Marin. I know that's a triple community. But I really feel like this whole area, Napa, Sonoma, and Marin, I really feel like they're my home. Because Napa is also wine country, just like Sonoma is wine country. And I feel like it's all part and parcel of the same region. And I also was born and bred in Marin County, so I'm a transplant to Petaluma, but not by far. It's by like one exit. So I grew up south of Petaluma by about one exit on the freeway in a little town called Novato, very near wine country. There are some vineyards out that way, and Hamilton Air Force Base is out that way, and there's some very good restaurants out there. So call me if you want to know a little bit about Novato. I can tell you a little bit about Novato. I grew up in the country club area near the golf course, and it was very, very beautiful there. And I had a wonderful, really, truly supportive family. And I was the baby of the family, so my big brothers, they just doted on me, and they treated me like royalty when we were growing up. And of course, they teased me in fun and tossed me around in the pool, and that was great fun. And they played Marco Polo with me and won every time in the pool, of course. And it was still fun. Those are just some of the happiest memories ever. Next, the ones that I'm making now with my nuclear family of my husband and my son. And I got to tell you, family is really something. And you can't choose them, and some people would not have chosen their family that they were born into. But I think I actually would have, even, you know, with all our issues, and we did have some issues, because what family doesn't? And to me, that's not imperfection. That actually is perfection, because through your family issues, you learn. That is actually your first learning experience, is dealing with family negotiations and family dynamics. That's how you learn to negotiate with other people and business people in the real world. You negotiate maybe a little for chores, or you negotiate for who's going to sleep closest to mom or dad if you're sharing a bed, or you negotiate for, can I do my homework later? And you learn how to be polite in those negotiations, because that's what helps you win negotiations, and it's what helps turn negotiations into win-win situations. So the issues make us stronger and smarter, and that to me is really the height of perfection. And while not every family is what we would call perfect, and while some families, I guess, provide a more structured environment or a safer environment, they are family and they are your first learning experience. So keep that in mind as you go forward in life. You learn from that, or you learn to stay stuck in that. You learn that you can learn to stay stuck or mired in a place of self-pity or in a dark place, and you can learn to blame others. You can learn to blame your family that gave birth to you and brought you up, and you can learn to stay stuck in blaming them, and you also have the power to change that. You have the power to go talk to someone, and or to talk to lots and lots of people and get support, and to learn how to move forward from there, and it can make you stronger and more successful. You can actually, some people actually attribute their success to a failure in their family or a failure of the family dynamic. Some people leave their nuclear family because it has become so dysfunctional that they realize they'll do better striking out on their own and getting work and living on their own. And we have two more minutes in the show, but I just wanted you to know I admire people who have been able to get past a bad family learning experience and their nuclear family and go forward and become successful. That takes a lot of strength. It really, really does. And you will find the strength if you need it. You will find it. We all have that strength within us, and it's a matter of figuring out how to find it and use it. So
90 seconds.
In this last minute of the show, I want to wish you all that strength, and I want to wish you a wonderful summer. I want to wish you a summer of learning and of hopefully not having to be around people who are so terribly arrogant that they will not learn. Get around people who are forward-thinking and want to learn and want to be progressive. Get around like-minded people and have some fun this summer and treat yourselves right. And this is my last show of the summer.
60 seconds.
So everybody have a wonderful rest of your summer. I will talk to you again at the beginning of the year, at the end of August, the beginning of the school year. Okay, so farewell till then, friends, and thanks again so, so much for listening. Bye-bye now. This is Sue of 100 People You Should Know signing off.